Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Flaskamper. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flaskamper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flaskamper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Barrett. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott takes first base on ball four. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is one for one in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaskamper hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 1 in the game. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flaskamper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Flaskamper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy bunts towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Faber reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0-for-2 in the game. Flaskamper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Com scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Faber bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0 for 3 in the game. Flaskamper hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ekrod moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon pinch runs for Rube Lutsk. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gill now playing center field. Johnny Hodapp now playing third base. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gill. Com reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Fonseca applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Flask Amper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Summa goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.